It was 2 weeks ago this Friday that the Supreme Court struck down the federal bump stock ban. If you remember back a few years during the Las Vegas, that horrible mass shooting there, a bump stock was used to make a semi-automatic rifle behave like an automatic rifle. It really doesn't convert the rifle itself, but it does permit the weapon to be fired multiple times without depressing the trigger multiple times. The Trump administration, through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, went forward with this ban. The Supreme said that that was regulatory overreach. So now, legislatures across the country, not waiting for Congress to take action, the Supreme's left the door open to legislative action. And here in Michigan, we have a state lawmaker that is taking the lead on that. Dana Pulhanky from Livonia, Democrat from Livonia, is a state senator in Michigan's 5th District, is proposing such a ban. And she joins us on Capitol Report today, brought to you by Michigan Health and Hospital Association, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and by Truscott Rossman. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. We should point out, I mean, this was something that the Trump administration got behind several years ago. The Supreme Court didn't say that it violated any Second Amendment stuff. So how are you fashioning your bump stock ban to make sure that this can withstand any judicial challenge?
Right, because the Supreme Court ruling only dealt with a federal ban, like you said, enacted by the Trump administration, any state-level bans are unaffected. Now, Michigan does not have a state-level ban. 16 other states do. So my bill, Senate Bill 942, would add bump stocks to an existing list of prohibited weapons and devices, like machine guns, silencers. Even brass knuckles are illegal, so we would simply add the bump stock to that, and that would, if that was violated, it would be a felony penalty with a fine, that would include, you know, that's if you're caught with a bump stock, manufacturing, selling, or possessing.
So, Senator, you got 15 other states and the District of Columbia. They already have these bump stock bump stocks banned. So, your legislation is it similar to the legislation in these other states?
Yes, that's exactly right,
Senator. So, according to the Detroit News here, this bump stock allows you to shoot at a rate of 800 rounds a minute, mimicking automatic fire. What is the argument you're hearing for a bump stock, why people need them?
I can't find one. Can you? I mean, I can't think of a reason you'd need a bump stock except to, you know, cause great damage. Bump stocks are really attractive to mass shooters because they, like you said, they can allow firearms to fire hundreds of rounds per minute. The lone shooter in the Vegas shooting, which is the deadliest mass shooting in our nation's history, from his hotel room, had around a dozen rifles fitted with bump stocks, and he was able to fire over 1,000 rounds in just 11 minutes. So these devices can be small, simple in design, making them really easy to manufacture, and unfortunately, they can also be 3D printed.
Mm-hmm. So if you say that you're, you know, dedicated to the rule of law, this device is dedicated to circumventing the law against automatic weapons. So I don't know why that there would be any opposition to it. I've got to ask you, though, if there are many other states that still allow these things on the market, what's to keep a Michigan resident from mail ordering it from one of those states? Are you banning the possession or only the sale?
All of it, manufacture, possession, and sale.
Okay.
And in addition to the bump stock ban, are there any other gun safety measures, Senator, that you believe should be looked at and prioritized here in the
state?
Yeah,
you know, I've had a bill for a while to ban firearms from the state capitol. I took a photo that ended up going viral of April 30th, 2020, I believe, where armed gunmen, you know, entered the Senate chamber. And since the Democratic trifecta happen, guns are banned from the Capitol, but it's not in statute. And I have a bill that would put that in statute so that all the thousands of kids who come through every year can feel safe knowing that guns are not allowed in our state capitol. So I still would very much like to codify that.
Yeah, those people were at the time, as I recall, were protesting gun rights and also, I think, protesting some COVID-era lockdown stuff. And you wrote at the time, and I thought it was interesting, you said, you know, people have a right to protest, but there's an element of intimidation of lawmakers when the person in the gallery is holding a weapon.
Yes, I mean, if you've ever been in the Senate chamber, we sit down, you know, on the Senate floor, and then there is a balcony that surrounds the chamber, and you know, it's like fish in a barrel. We're kind of like sitting ducks. So, you know, and it's not just about legislators. It's about our staff. It's about the kids who are also in the balcony. That was intimidation. That was saying, you know, I see how you're voting, and I'm going to stand behind you, over you, with a gun while you're voting. And mm-hmm. that's not okay in anyone's workplace.
What is next for your bill on this ban of bump stocks here in our state?
And also, can I ask an additional question? Understanding that this was a Trump-era ban, have you got any Republicans that are willing to back you up?
You know, unfortunately, no, not yet. What happens is I have a bill and I set it on my desk, and anyone who wants to co-sponsor it meanders over to my desk and signs their name on what's called a blue back. I did that yesterday. I had many of my Democratic colleagues, unfortunately, none of my Republican colleagues came over. You know, I don't understand it. President Trump did this, and his ban was overturned. So I really do hope that we can have some good bipartisan support on this incredibly common sense law.
Are we capable of that in an election year?
I don't know.
Here's to hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's to hoping.
Senator Dana Bohanke, thanks for your time and your work on this. I assume that you're looking at some kind of a committee hearing here in the next month or so. I know there's going to be a recess, but perhaps when folks get back. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.